are you?
Well, I'm over at a friend of mine's house having dinner.
Oh, God, I thought that you were in Florida.
No, I'm back up here. I came back up here, and I thought you were going to have some votes yesterday. We missed three, you know. Today we're in Florida. Say, I want to tell you that I thought your television was great.
Well, thank you.
I saw every bit of it, and it just came through and really impressive. I'm just as pleased as I could be with it. It's great.
Well, that's good. Now, what about this Miami Herald that says you told them about the jet?
The Miami Herald didn't say I told them about the jet because I haven't talked with a single soul.
That's what it says. It is known to Miami newspaper's principal source, the Miami Herald, was Florida Senator George Smathers. That's what that son of a bitch told the FBI.
Well, that's not printed, and you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm not. I'm reading from Douglas Cocker, the Herald Tribune. Behind Johnson's big Miami alert tip on Cuban attack on him in the air. And the FBI made a study and interviewed them all. The Miami Herald account said the White House also has been told that a Cuban guided missile might be launched toward the president's blue and white 707 van store. Newspaper story did not say whether the Cuban suicide plot was an exile or a Castro sympathizer. It is known that one of the Miami newspaper's principal sources on the story was Florida Senator George Smathers, who flew with Johnson to Miami. The senator conferred privately with the president for lengthy periods of time during the flight, according to Miami Herald. It is a fact that fighter interceptors circled in the sky thousands of feet above the plane where the senator and the president flew from Mount Palm Beach, Miami, late Thursday. Miami Herald's account said White House has been told and so forth. The newspapers.
Let me just say this. First, I have not talked with a single person in the Miami Herald. The Miami Herald and I have an feud. They have 56 pictures of you and your and Lucy and Linda Bird and Lady Bird in the paper, and not a single one of me.
Is that the Cox paper? The
That's the night paper. He was temporarily having a feud. That's the Miami Herald. They called me yesterday. I refused to talk to them. I have not talked to them. I haven't talked to the first reporter for the Miami Herald. Not the first damn one.
Mm.
So
he's just laying it on to you.
They're laying it on to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, what report are you reading? Is that after what I read?
No, this is Douglas Cocker of the Herald Tribune staff.
Well, I'll give you my word of honor. It's a total and complete, absolute falsification because I have refused to talk to them. They have been, they have run a good story about me since December 21st when they wrote that first Panama story. Jack Knight and I had a little falling out. And they haven't printed a picture of me. They haven't done a damn thing. Now, the afternoon paper, you know, you saw all those pictures of yourself and the girls and everybody, which was wonderful. There wasn't a single thing. There wasn't a first mention of me in any of those papers. The afternoon paper, however, had lots of pictures. They had 29 pictures. And five of them included me, which was about par, which was about right. But I refused to talk to a single reporter from the Miami Herald, and I haven't talked with any reporter for that night. And I absolutely did not say the first damn thing to anybody about it. So.
Well, they dumped it. They picked it up from FBI or somebody and then trying to dump it on you.
Well.
White House steadfastly refused any and all comment on this fantastic account, which appeared in this morning's Miami Herald.
Well, John McMullen, who is the editor, who's the representative of the Miami Herald here in Washington, tried to reach me last night. I refused to talk to him, and nobody in my office talked to him. Huh. And we just said, well, we're sorry. And that's absolutely the extent of any conversation that we've had. Which was not a conversation, but the extent of the contact we have had.
Well, the FBI wanted to know who I talked to. I told them I'd only talk to two people, you and Holland, and they told me to just deny everything,
well,
saying nothing happened, which I have done up to now. And
well,
They said I'm not going to talk about security.
I give you my word of honor, first place. First person hadn't talked to me about it. In fact, I haven't even been asked about it because I refused to talk to them on the hill. They were the only ones that asked me. They asked a girl that worked for me, said John McMullen said wanted to call and wanted to know about some store. Well, I knew exactly what you wanted to talk about. I said, I'm sorry. I'm not talking about anything, and they've been mad at me, and I'm still mad at them. So we didn't even have the first conversation. And as I say, they didn't run the first picture of me. They're mad. And I'm mad at them, and I give you my word that I have not spoken first word to the first reporter.
Does Holland have any connection with them?
Holland's getting along pretty good with him. And he's down there.
Does he ever leak a story?
Huh?
Would he ever leak a story?
Holland,
on my word, I never talked to but two of them.
I'll tell you the truth. I've never known Holland leak a story in my life. I don't know what Holland's done, but he's down there in Miami. But I give you my word of honor that I have not talked to a reporter, any reporter for any paper, since I came back.
Well, that's why it is known that one of the Miami's newspaper's principal sources on the story was Florida Senator George Smathers, who flew with Mr. Johnson to Miami. The Senator conferred privately with the President for lengthy periods of time during the flight. Well, I felt reasonably sure you didn't tell them, but I thought maybe you might have talked to somebody else and they might have told them. You know, somebody like Beebe or somewhere, and but it's out, and they've got it, and they're going to give us hell about it for 3 or 4 days, I guess.
I don't think so. Actually, the truth of the matter is, you know, I'm pretty sensitive as you are about what's good and bad for business.
No, you're not. You're not. Your brother's one sensitive.
Right, but I'm sensitive too. But I read the story this morning, and I don't think that it's as far as you're concerned. Hell, I don't think that it hurts you at all. As a matter of fact, I think the net result of it is when they said you walked in the crowd and everything, I think it makes you look good. Truthfully.
The report spread like wildfire among 200,000 anti-Castro Cubans living in Dade County that a pro-Castro Cuban intended to make a suicide dive on the president's plane. Report reached the Secret Service, the FBI, the Miami Police, and other agencies. Other sources indicate the rumor originated among the Cuban exile colony in Miami. The report of a Cuban kamikaze attempt on the president's life was published by the Miami Herald last night. I thought that was a morning paper.
Well, that's right. The Miami Herald is the morning paper. But see, they probably covered that by saying that they put out an early edition. But I think actually, when I read the story in the Washington Post this morning and the story in the Evening Star tonight, and I thought that actually it made you look pretty damn good. And watch the TV performance. I know that. I really think everything's smelling roses. But I give you my word that I have talked with nobody about it. I've said nothing to anybody. And they're just somebody laying something on me, which is what my own Herald's been doing to me since December 21st, 1963. When they start putting the so-called Panama housing scandal. And we had a big argument about it, and a big fight about it. They built those houses, which we tried to get them to build. Hubert Humphrey made 6 calls over there. I made 3, and they never mentioned Hubert Humphrey's name the first time, mentioned me every time. But that's the way with life, I understand it.
That's the way it happens to me, but I didn't know it happened to you that way.
It happened to me, it happened to me on that one. It happened to me about another Mexican story where Hubert and I worked together, and they had mentioned his name. He was actually the sponsor, the one in Mexico, but never yet mentioned his name. But they wrote a hell of a story. The New York Times had given me down there, wrote about it, and never mentioned Hubert. And Hubert's one asked me to call. And I could be, you know, I could say to them, well, look, you knew who asked me, but I can't do that.
Well, you thought we had a good trip, didn't you?
Oh, man, it was great. And the precious thing was wonderful. And old Martin Anderson started after her harm, wrote an editorial about him, giving him hell. And her harm's the most frightened man you've ever seen in your life. And everybody predicted in every paper now in the state that you're going to carry Florida. And I'm satisfied that you are. How you feel? I hope that cold that you...
Oh, I had a throat sprayed a time or two and took a long nap yesterday. I was up all the night before, and that goddamn fine hotel of yours burnt me up. I was so hot I couldn't sleep.
Well, I had exactly the same experience. I finally turned the damn air conditioning off because it was too warm.
I hope you're not... Now, when are you all going to get through the farm bill?
Well, we're going to get through it. I talked to Mansfield the other night. He said he was certain we'd get through with it by Wednesday.
I hope that's right. Well, how are you going to vote on beef imports?
The imports?
Yeah.
The beef?
Yeah.
I'm going to vote against it.
Ought to, because if you don't, well, we'll be raising tariffs on everything.
That's right. I'm going to vote against it.
Somebody said Mansfield's going to vote for it.
Well, Mansfield's got an amendment. He's got a whole bill in.
He's damn fool. A lot more people eat meat than raise it.
Yeah. Well, everybody's joining up with Rusk. Rusk's got an amendment in there.
Well, I know it. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, and Mansfield's got a bill. It's everybody, Gail McGee, Ralph Yarborough, Holland. Everybody's joined up on the damn amendment.
Crazy.
Well...
You're not for the amendment, are you?
No, I will not be for the amendment. I told Holland that I was going to stay with him on agriculture matters, but I've left him the last year on the cotton bill because he's with the Farm Bureau, and I've left him.
Is he for the Farm Bureau all the time?
All the time. But Ellen told me yesterday that Holland now had left the Farm Bureau on the wheat pay.
Okay, well, I got to go to the symphony, and I'll see you Monday.
Well, now get some rest.
Okay, I'll do it. Right, I'll
let be sure that I have not leaked the story.
All right, I just won't know what to tell them. That's, and I'll know. I'll just
all right,
tell
I
them.
I haven't told them. I give you my word.
Okay, that's all I want. That's a good night.
All right. Thanks.